With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Bite?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Shit just got
as
real.
I texted Fanarino because we can't curse on IM, so we always celebrate TGIF via text message.
Love me. And welcome to Mamas in the Know.
Hey.
Hi.
It's two mamas and a missy.
That's two mamas and a missy. That's exactly what this is.
Two mamas and a missy.
Welcome to Mamas in Merlot. My name is Vanessa, and with me is Christy.
Hello.
And as you heard, Missy.
Hi.
And it's us today. Steph is off making that money, so.
Like that, making that money, honey.
So it's just us tonight.
I feel like I haven't been on a Mama's since the incident at AV with Q in January.
The incident?
You mean when you danced on stage?
We have no record of that, so I don't know what you're
but
talking about.
But I have a memory of it.
I have. So. There's times in life when you need to just put the phone down.
And just watch.
And just capture. Be in the moment.
Yeah, that's the only way you can get me on stage, because when we were at AV a couple weeks ago and the guy asked for a volunteer for improv.
I wanted her to raise her hand.
I wanted to, but I was scared shitless to.
Can you guys
so
not,
I didn't.
Can you not do that in here?
The dogs are
She's
gonna...
talking to the dogs. Me and Christy are behaving.
Okay, so before we get distracted with Missy's stage performances, I want to talk about the wine. Today we are drinking, Christy brought us a wine from Aldi. It is a Vino d'Italia, and I'm gonna be Italian, bibbidi bobbidi. No, it is a Grande Alberone, so it's a red wine. And for the non-Italian speakers, it's a Grande Alberone. So,
and if you're Hispanic,
Grande Alberone. And that's what we're drinking. It's a red wine. It's a table wine.
Same.
Apparently, it won. What did it win, Christy?
It won in the Berlin. It won a Berlin Wine Trophy for best producer.
Okay. Wait, what's it? Is there a different? Is there like a floor wine? Like, why is this a table wine?
Because it's like the kind that they have on the table.
Oh, so it's like a literal. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I thought there was like more to wine than just all the bougie names that they have.
I mean,
well, there is,
but like there are some, like this is just a red wine. Like it's not, it doesn't say whether it's like a Malbec or a Merlot or.
Oh, gotcha. It's a mystery red wine.
No, it's just a red wine. And usually those are like the table wines. So they're not super expensive. It'll be like the house wine or something.
Oh, gotcha.
So
we'll see how this one goes. It was like $6.90 something at Aldi, and it scored in decanter. I think it's I can't remember the website that scores wine. It scored an 89.
I'm about to check it on Vivino and see what Vivino says. Vivino hasn't let me down yet.
Yeah, so it says it's like a decent, like...
Vivino, if you want to sponsor the podcast.
All about that.
I use it every week when it's my turn to buy because I need to know what I'm purchasing.
The funny thing in Neri will...
We're not sure about this wine. Let's try again.
Neri will appreciate it that when I was reading labels, I was looking for labels, and I saw this one, and I thought it said Jabroni.
Nice!
Okay, so this is a 3.8 out of 5 stars.
Not bad.
So anything above a 3... on Vivino, I feel like is okay because these are user reviews.
Yeah, and this isn't a fancy one. Is that like a Yelp
for wine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. It's called Vivino.
What do you know?
And like when you're in the store, you can just take a picture of the label and then it'll search by your photo. Like you can search, you can type, but it's just easier to just take picture.
And will it like, if you go like saying what you like, will it recommend stuff or no? Because now recently...
Well, you can shop... And it'll give you like editors, like an algorithm, picks.
Of course.
Yeah,
because I got into red blend, like heavy red blend. Like mm-hmm. I think I'm done with cheap pick wine. I've graduated. That's my third degree. Yes, so I made it to red wine, red blend, chance. But then now I don't know. And then I like. I know I like Malbec.
Let's see. I think you're gonna like this one.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
It's good.
It's good not choice. Bitter. It's not dry.
Yeah,
it's a little bit dry, but it's not sweet. And well, it doesn't have like that bite that like
doesn't get you back here in the back doesn't. Of your jaw.
I like that. It doesn't have
it
that.
It doesn't have the tannins.
Speaking of bougie.
Listen, we are Mamas and Merlot. We got to pretend that we know what we're talking about every once in a while.
We should take like a wine tasting class.
They're so much fun. At least
learn.
They're so much fun.
At least learn what we're tasting.
And they're better than beer tasting wines. Just want you to know. Because here's what happened.
Beer tasting wines?
Yeah. Isn't that
beer tasting ones. Ones. I heard it too. She thought you said beer tasting wines.
I could have. Fanny, bless her heart, was... I was adamant about not liking beer, and I stand by my truth, but she's like, no, maybe you just haven't tried the right one. She paid for me to go to a beer tasting class at
Total Wine?
Total Wine.
Yeah, Total Wine. And I like 10 minutes in, I was almost sick to my stomach from trying the beers because I can't acclimate to the taste.
Right.
It was also very gassy.
And no, but it's just, it was just like, I didn't like it. And then like 10 minutes, she's like, oh, you meant it. And I'm like, yeah, I told you. Like, I don't like beer. I'm not like bougie or anything. It's just, I don't like it. I can't bring myself to.
It's honestly, it is not a drink for everybody. It's just a very convenient drink.
Because it's cheap.
Yeah.
So, but it's not for anybody. Like, I grew up with beer. So beer, I was a beer drinker before I was a wine drinker.
But you know what else is cheap? Pink wine.
Listen, you're talking to somebody here that used to buy Boone's Farms and like 40/40 and, you know.
I used to buy wine in a box.
I still buy wine in a box.
Classy.
Wine in a box has gotten better.
It has gotten better. Well, she did something the other day when we went to go see Venom. She was like, I brought wine. And I was expecting her to do like what we did at SuperCon with the water bottle, like the metal bottles. No. She pulled out a small box of wine. Just and I'm boxes. Like...
From my purse. That's
fucking brilliant.
Like, Mary Poppins' bag just got outbagged because got my it. Bag had boxed wine. And she's
better
like,
than a spoonful of sugar.
And let me tell mm-hmm. you, agreed. We're passing it back and forth during the movie like two high school kids trying to hide like a 40, like that.
Yeah, that's exactly
like,
what we're doing.
It. I thought this brought a straw. She's like, don't worry, I got it. And we're like, gulp, gulp, gulp. Here, gulp, gulp, gulp. And then like towards the end of the movie, I'm like, I gotta pee. She's like, me too. Yeah, because we were drinking
drank an entire little box of wine.
It was great.
I like this. I
was like, why have I never thought of this? Because it comes like sealed. So it's not like you have to pour it into something that you might spill in your purse. It's sealed. You just gotta open like,
literally
and
twist
off.
It open.
You don't have to have a bottle opener. You just click, click, click and untwist the cap and there you go. I'm like, Well, mind's blown.
I can't believe that you don't remember that I bought this that day that we went grocery shopping together. Target.
I was distracted by Oliver though,
because when Ollie was like, "Mommy, let's get beans for Daddy and wine for Wella," and now I was like, "Adults, he's on to you.
He's watching everything you do." But it was just so cute because he happened to realize we were in the wine aisle, and he looked up and he was like, "Oh, Mommy, hay que comprar vino pa abuela." And I was like, that was very astute, young man. Like,
your grandma will appreciate it. Thank you.
I texted her that. She's like, "Oh my God, why did he do that? I didn't even drink around them." And then she was like, "Oh, but I did take them to Total Wine." And I was like, "Well, there you go, Mom. You took them to Total Wine." So
the Walmart of alcohol. No, exactly. It's classier. It's the Target.
The Walmart of alcohol would be like
7-Eleven.
No, like the ones that are like the ones that like are in the corner, like in those little tiny shopping centers that it's like one, like you can't walk aisle.
Those.
Yeah, but like that's like the what, like those
like
are
the Presidente supermarkets.
Yeah. Oh no, I was thinking of like an actual liquor store.
No, like the ones that are in like the little shopping center grocery stores that it's just like not a pub. It's not a Publix, or it's not a like big or like a Costco or anything. Mm-hmm. No, it's like
Tios Pepitos, like licoreria.
Yeah.
I don't know, because in the neighborhood where my mom used to live, right next to the Publix, there's a liquor store, and it's been there forever.
Well, no, but those are like your neighborhood. That's like your neighborhood liquor store. Like those people gonna hook you up. That's the one that you sit there and you're like, "So, what came in? Yeah. Hold on. We just got this."
You talk to people
at liquor stores.
At the liquor store, yeah, because then they'll tell you like, "Oh, this is good. This is not good." Like that time that I went to Total Wine, and I bought was it the Stella Rosa, and they were like, "It's good for the ladies."
Was it a guy or a girl who said
that? It was like three different people said that shit to me.
And it was horrible.
And it was awful.
It was so sweet.
It was carbonated.
It was carbonated.
Yeah. It was carbonated. Like, it had fizzy, and I'm like, this, I couldn't drink it. Let's pull the curtain back, shall we? We had to stop recording and get a different wine because we could not drink it.
We came to the conclusion.
And then we're like, it was good. It would be good in sangria. That's like the code.
That's the code now. If we say it's good, it would be good in sangria, we don't like it. Or like lounging by a pool with some ice cubes in it.
Yeah. If you can't drink it straight out the bottle, it ain't good.
Well, let me tell you, this one's hitting the spot.
Yeah, so this one's pretty good. I'm really enjoying this one. So good choice, Christy.
And this is from Aldi, $6.98. Because Aldi has those
weird...
Oh,
you got it on a deal. Vivino said $7.99.
Yeah, because Aldi has those weird...
yeah, because Aldi...
Changes. Like, their change is weird. Like, they don't just do, like, $6.99.
Yeah, it's like $6.92.
Yeah.
The
fuck, Aldi.
But I like Aldi. I like that Aldi's, like, a European company. So they have, like, different wines that we wouldn't find at Publix. Like, they have, like, I've never heard of this Berlin thing. And then, like, they have chocolate. European chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, and that's why I got you the little advents.
Oh, yeah, she did. She got me advent calendars for the kids.
But I hid them so they can't see them.
Advent? Oh, advent.
Yeah. For Christmas.
Is Christmas a religious holiday still?
Eh.
I mean,
kinda.
I think it
Christmas is a religious holiday. The season of Christmas is for me to decorate.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys that are listening, because Vanessa already knows that this is real life. Christy has a problem in that
I'm organized.
I wasn't even gonna go there, but let's go there, because I was gonna say that I actually put it in your head that it was October. Like, I think it was like 4th or 5th.
When I get to start decorating.
Yeah, and I go, it's October. She goes, yeah. And I go, how come your pumpkins aren't out yet? And then she disappeared to the garage. And then she came back, and then there was pumpkins everywhere. And then the Halloween stuff came out. And then she's going, what is it? What was the thing?
No, you came to my house in September.
No, it was already October. I wouldn't enable you on September 30th. I would say bring it up on October 1st.
I think it was already fall. So it was allowed pumpkins.
At least you didn't pull a Chrissy Teigen. Was it like, are we still doing turkey shit? And she was like, oh wait, it's October 20th, not November 20th.
Yeah.
Well, I even quoted her on the Facebook because...
On the Facebook?
Yeah, on the Facebook.
They dropped the...
I know. I'm
they drops the duh. I saw the movie.
I'm being happy.
You know you saw it too,
Vanessa. The Facebooks. Actually, I haven't seen the movie.
You ever seen the movie? I haven't seen the movie. Apparently in the social network.
Wait, let me finish quoting you.
Okay, go.
It was October 5th.
Yeah, there you go.
That's when it was.
You were late.
Because that was the day that I stepped over because we were going to watch wrestling at 5 o'clock in the morning the next
Halloween
day.
My Halloween decorations have been out since like the end of September because Target said it's Halloween.
Oh, here it is. I said, it goes, me. It says thankful. It's too early to be thankful. It's October. Christy, I can't find my crows. And that scene, ladies and gentlemen, I was on her couch and she was on the other side of the house. I'm like, it's too early. And she's like, I can't find my crows. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense in this house.
Uh-huh. It totally does.
The statement that totally made sense. But yeah, you never saw Social Network?
No.
Me either.
Oh, actually, let me tell you, for what it is, it's actually a pretty good movie.
I've heard good things. I just, for some reason, I've never just gotten around to it.
So. It makes you think that Mark Zuckerberg has a lot of issues because the whole creation of it and all that stuff. But if it's to be taken for a fact, so in the movie, when he created it, it's called The Facebook.
Okay.
Like the slam book, the direct, right. That kind of thing.
The burn book.
Yeah. And the he meets the, which is played by Justin Timberlake's character, mm-hmm. which I can't remember his name right now. It's Sean something or other. The guy from
something
Napster.
White.
No, the one that created Napster. That sold Napster for like...
Jack Napster?
No, Sean.
What was Justin Timberlake's character in The Social Network?
I don't have that information for Justin Timberlake.
Bitch, what are you good for?
Ask her who created Napster.
Who created Napster?
I don't have that information.
You're useless.
Because it's not 1998. She doesn't care.
Napster, blah, blah, blah.
While she's doing that, one time I was texting you guys. And
Sean Fanning.
There you go. So Sean Fanning.
Sean Fanning or Sean Parker?
One of the two. I think it's Fanning. But he was the... apparently meets Mark Zuckerberg, and like one of the things that like he tells him he's gonna help him like whatever through navigate through this world, okay. And he tells him, but the first thing you got to do is drop the
right
because it can't.
It's not the Napster, it's not Napster.
Yeah, and it's not the MySpace,
right?
Or it's the MySpace. It was always just
not the YouTubes.
Yeah,
it's just YouTube.
And I was like, so that,
you
whenever
mean it's
anybody
not called the Google machine.
I mean, it is in this house, but that's neither here nor there.
Which, funny enough, though, I have a friend who used to work for Home Depot, and it is the Home Depot.
Yeah, it is the Home Depot.
and they will correct your ass.
Yeah.
All right. So then,
what?
Your story.
He drops the.
Oh,
that was it.
Anyway. Oh, gotcha.
I'm really tired today, you guys.
Roger that. I have a question. It's a serious question.
Okay.
Why do people honk at me when I'm just driving like a normal person?
People are assholes. I've come to the conclusion, like, people in the city are just angry all the time.
Yeah.
Like, the other day, I was leaving my doctor's office, which it's one of these, like, medical buildings where you have to valet because they don't have enough parking for the amount of people that are visiting the building. So they have valet. And, like, they have to double park the cars. Like, they have the cars parked in the spaces, and then they parallel park cars in front of the cars parked in the spaces. So, it really does make sense for them to have valet. And, I dropped my pen. And I was trying... So, like, I got my car back. I'm getting in the car, and I'm trying to pull out, but the parallel park cars are blocking the in lane to the parking lot, and I'm, like, in the one to get out. And I'm in my right lane. Like, it is my lane. Like, I'm on the right side of the road where I'm supposed to be. And I'm trying to get out. And I see this, like, older man trying to pull in. And I have my turning signal that I want to go left. And he's in my way. So I see him signal me to go to make a right. And I'm like, no, fuck face. I'm not going to make a right.
I'm going the other
right. I need to go the other way. Like, I need to make a left. So I told him, like, I signaled him. I'm like, no, I need to go that way. Like, and I pointed to the left. And he was like, threw his hands up, all exasperated, and pulled forward. And as he's, like, crossing in front of me, gives me, like, the dirtiest fucking look. So I stuck my tongue out at him. And he got so mad because I had Oliver in the car, so I couldn't like flip him off. I couldn't flip him off, and I couldn't yell and be like, what the fuck is wrong with you, viejo, like, corny, whatever. So I'm like, I'm just gonna stick my tongue out at him, and I like wiggled my head.
You PG sassed him?
I did. And that he was so pissed. I was like, bye. And I'm like, that was so petty on my part, because I really could have just been like, oh, thank you. But I'm like, you know what? This guy is angry. I'm going to piss him off a little bit more. And I did. And it was great. It was wonderful.
I've seen people at 7 o'clock in the morning.
But it's like, terrifying.
Get into it. And it's like, come on.
It's terrifying, though. Like,
well, you want to hear...
If it wasn't for the fact that he, like, passed me and there was no way he could have turned around fast enough to follow me, I probably wouldn't have done anything, because the anger in the city is terrifying.
Okay. The weekend that I was house sitting, and I didn't tell you when it happened because I knew you'd flip out, but now it's safe because you're home.
And it's been like a month and a half.
Correct. I was going up the avenue to, you know, your house, and I guess I had veered a little to the right, and I was driving. I'm assuming, because I don't remember consciously doing that, but I guess I was like a little over on the right lane, like more than I should be. I didn't hear anything of like the, you know how the road goes, right. Gunk, gunk. I don't know. Forget the name of the thing now. So all of a sudden I hear like angry honking. And yes, you can tell the difference.
You can totally tell the difference.
Honk is like,
it's,
beep.
It's quick.
It's green. You know, stop fucking around on your phone. This was like, die, bitch. Like
he was laying on his horn.
Yeah. And then I am like, what's going on? And I turn, you know, he pulls up next to me, slows down, puts his window down, and starts cursing me out. And then I'm like,
that's why it terrifies me to like be mean to people on the road.
Yeah. And I looked at him and I was like, what? And then I guess he mouthed that I was on two lanes, and I was like, sorry. Dude, I'm sorry. Like, it wasn't, I'm not an intentional asshole most of the time. And then
I know some people who are different.
And then, yeah. And then he like kept the pace with me with my car all the way up that avenue. And I'm like, is this guy gonna follow me home? And then all of a sudden, not home, like your house. And he brakes really hard, turns right, goes down his street. I'm like, what did you accomplish in those 10 seconds of your life?
He made sure you stayed in your lane.
Yeah. Well, some guy did that to me.
You know what he did?
He mansplained driving to you.
Yeah, but I hate to go there because I fancy myself a badass bitch that's not scared of anything. But I was like for half a second scared because I'm like, I'm by myself. This is a guy. And even though I'm not in a terrible neighborhood, I'm actually in a great neighborhood. People are fucking crazy these days.
But what he did was he told you you're driving bad. He mansplained it to you that you were driving bad. And then he drove next to you to prove to you, listen, you need to stay there. So he mansplained from, that's actually impressive. He mansplained driving to you from his car.
He also scared the shit out of me. Yeah, sure. He mansplained me too. My point is, don't honk at me, man.
Well, I got honked at today. I don't know if they were honking at me or it was further back and that person was just stupid and didn't know what was happening.
Right.
Because I was making a left onto
how dare you.
I know.
How dare you?
And I was left. But there was no turn, like it's a turn lane, but there's no turn arrow. Mm-hmm. So when the light turns green, you have to wait for the cars. And I was about to go, but across from me, I saw like a holdup of the cars coming forward. They like were all stopping before they were making their right. And I look, and there's a dad on a bike and a kid on a bike.
Right.
Kids maybe like 12. But they're both on two separate bikes.
Right.
And you can see that they're having an issue crossing the street. Where I wanted to turn into. So I'm stopped basically on the side of the road. They're granted, he's like towards like getting off the sidewalk. But I'm not about to like take my left because I'm like, I could maybe the wind blow.
Consideration.
The wind could blow because I've seen it happen that like your car's velocity can cause somebody to like fall off of a bike.
Right.
It can happen. So I'm like, I'm not about to like, you know, oh, they're going to start moving. Now I'm going to cut them off so they have to brake suddenly.
Yeah.
And somebody's honking at me and I'm like, do you not see?
Yeah, there's somebody there.
Yeah,
I got honked at once because I stopped for a duck.
Dare you?
It was a mama duck and a bunch of little ducks crossing the street. It was like 12 little ducks. So I'm like, I'm not gonna run them over. Like that's awful.
You know who loses her shit if you honk at her and she can't go anywhere? Fanny. I've been on the phone with her, and it's like You know that Fanny's chill and like super. Yeah. Honk at her when she can't go anywhere. What the fuck is wrong with people? I can't go, asshole. I'm like, I go, Fanny, roll down your window. Tell him that. She's like, no, he's going to kill me.
That's how I feel. People are the worst. Like, this city is the worst. Okay, so my parents, I think we've talked about it on the podcast, my parents are moving to North Carolina. And my dad has already been up there. And he just came down. He's been here for like 2 weeks. And he got here and he was chill. Yesterday, I was driving. My dad never lets me drive. He always drives. And I was driving my car. And my dad was so stressed out in the car. He's like, look at these people. Look at these people. And I'm like, Dad, nothing is happening. But he, like, his stress from just being here was so bad. And I'm like, damn, no wonder you need to move.
Let me tell you,
awful.
But the one time
will say it.
Yeah, the one time that I went.
No, I'll say it too. Like, when I went to North Carolina last year, for the hurricane, that I drove all through Georgia, all through South Carolina, and all around North Carolina while we were up there for like 10 days. I came back here and I was like, what is happening? Why are these people so mean? And it took me half a day before I was back to like, fucking move. So,
yeah, well, there's a lot of anger here.
It's like part of living here is like you have to constantly be angry.
On the other side of that, I traveled to all the way to Asheville a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And I remember that one of our pit stops was in Savannah. And I had never been north of Orlando via road trip.
Okay.
So we're in Savannah for the night. I go to cross the street, or we're going across the street to go to some shop or something. The cars had green lights.
Yeah.
I was jaywalking, but they stopped in the middle of the road to let us cross. And I was like, who are you people? Like, you can't be trusted. You're too nice. You're setting me up for something. Like, I know I'm Hispanic in Georgia, but please, I'm only here for a day. And no, they're like smiling. Yeah. Like, go ahead. And I'm like me or like the white person behind me? I'm confused. Yeah, it's like a total culture shock when people are polite.
I thought that, okay, so yesterday I was running errands with my dad. I had to go to Publix to pick up Oliver's antibiotics. So I thought I was being nice to the pharmacist, like through the window. I was like, hi, my name is whatever. I'm picking up for this, that, and the other. This is my address. And my dad was like, how about you smile? Like, he's sitting next to me. He's like, how about you say please and thank you? And I'm like, but I was asking nicely, and I say thank you an appropriate amount of times. Like, I don't say thank you after every sentence I ask for, but like, oh, I'm here to pick up. And then what's the name? Oh, this is the name. And they're like, okay. And then he's like, smile at her. Show some kindness. And I'm like, am I being a bitch? Like, I didn't think I was being a bitch. I thought I was being nice, but no. Like, my dad's not telling me to smile because it's going to look better. Like, he's like North Carolina mindset now. Like,
yeah, smile at everyone. Yeah, he's more chill, like, yeah. Southern charm.
Yeah. I'm like, but I was being Miami nice. I'm not rushing. She's like, oh, we're going to go mix the antibiotic. And that always fucking takes forever. And I'm like, okay, no problem. And he's like, thank you. And I'm like, I said no problem.
One time.
What? Like, what am I missing here? I'm being nice to her.
Wait, this was like a moment where I realized how much our perspectives, like whatever we have going on in our head, we project that onto other people, whether we like it or not. I was at Publix once. Two people are trying to get by, and I was being an asshole, like looking at stuff and didn't pay attention. And then I realized they were trying to get through, and I moved out of the way and I said, go ahead. And they're like, no, no, you can finish. And I said, no, no, it's fine. I'm not in a rush. One lady was like, oh, thank you. And she like understood what I said. The other lady must have heard me going, thanks, I'm not in a rush. Like being a sarcastic right. bitch. And I swear, because I do have the DNA of a sarcastic bitch. It's just my DNA.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Spoiler alert. But that time, for sure, I was not being a fucking bitch. And I was like, no, no, go ahead. I'm not in a rush. And this lady took it like I had said it completely different.
Right.
And I was with my friend and I was like, man, what is happening? Like, everyone is so angry. I was trying to be polite. I'm like, I can go back to my nectarines in 3 seconds, lady. Just go ahead. I'm not stressed out. And she's like looking at me like I called her fat or something. And I was like, no, lady, I was trying to be polite. You fucking ruined it.
Yeah.
Speaking of me cursing, I'm trying to cut back, but it's not working right now.
You seem to be doing a great job of that.
I am trying.
You're winning.
Well, you guys watch the Red Table Talks.
I do sometimes. I don't watch them religiously. Why?
I don't know what they are.
That's the Jada Pinkett Smith
talk show on Facebook.
Nope. Well, I only watch it when there's like a soundbite or a viral that's gone around.
Yeah.
Well, this
that's what gets me incensed. I'm like, oh, let me watch the whole thing.
Well, this week she had Will Smith on and they were talking about their relationship.
Yeah, I saw that clip.
It's 30 minutes. You couldn't have seen a clip. It's 30 minutes.
No, I saw the clip where he says that he called her up and he's like, hey, it's Will. Are you seeing anybody? No. Great. You're seeing me now. And she says, and me as a dumbass, I fell for that.
Well, not for nothing, but that's like a really good line. Like, that could get almost anyone.
Because he's Will Smith.
Yeah, because he's Will Smith.
No, because...
Because Papito down the corner tells you, hey, you're seeing me now. And I'm going to be like, no, I'm not, creeper.
Well maybe like 16-year-old me when I'm like, okay.
Still not if it's Papito down the corner that like, look.
Yeah, but when I was 16, that was my thing.
No, well, maybe not. Okay, let me take my Papito down the corner and Creepy John from down the street.
Oh, wait, I said that. No.
No, and yeah, there's certain things. Well, I mean, that was a good line. That would have gotten me.
Oh, it was a However, good line.
No, but it was a good line. I feel like it's a good line because it's a good line, not because it was coming from Will Smith. She was already done with the business, so she wasn't even like she wasn't buying into the hype, I believe.
No, not the hype. It's he's a good looking man.
Mm-hmm.
He could be.
I mean, he's talented AF.
No, but forget about like.
The stuff that matters.
No, but you're saying like she
the
wasn't
substantial
looking,
stuff.
No, because you were saying she wasn't in the biz, wasn't looking. I wasn't even talking about him being a successful person. I said he's Will Smith. He's an attractive man.
He is.
Like,
well, but like when did they start dating?
Right after Fresh Prince.
Okay, no, he was already
like
a man
towards
then.
The end.
Right, but he was already a man. He wasn't that scrawny dude that started.
He was also coming out of a divorce, and that'll man you up real quick if you do it right.
I think he was. They started dating.
I'm talking about him physically
because they met in Fresh Prince, but I think that they started dating after his Fresh Prince went to college.
Wait. I just had a major flashback of like one of the first times that I was like. I was a late bloomer, so I didn't get into guys until like maybe 7th or 8th grade, which is when Bad Boys came out.
Yeah.
And I remember watching Mike Lowry scene when he was running down the street chasing the cars, and then he saved Martin Lawrence's. And then I was like, what's happening to my body? This feels weird. And then
oh my god.
And I was like, god damn, he looks good running. And that was like, he wasn't even at like Muhammad Ali bulk yet. He was just like regular Fresh Prince running Manly. Through South Beach with some baby oil and an open silk shirt. And I was like, what's happening to my body? This is weird. That was like one of the first times that I was like, maybe I need to start brushing my hair.
Maybe I should care.
But like I'm saying, but like, okay, so Will Smith calls you and does that, you're in. Steve Urkel calls you.
Stefan, maybe, but Stefan, not Stefan,
maybe. Yeah,
yeah, but I'm talking Steve.
Stefan Urkel.
So I would go like this and go, who are you dating? And then you go,
that I knew that.
No one. Cool, you're dating me now. Yeah, that doesn't have the same ring. It doesn't work the same way.
It really
way.
Doesn't. It's because it's him. Like, any person with swag or with like that confidence to pull off that line, sure, it'll work. But like, not. Like, not just anybody can say that. Like, honestly, if Neri tried that, if Jeff tried that, or if Dave tried that, I think we all would have laughed in their faces.
I would have probably gone on a date with him.
If we're switching, like, if you weren't married to Neri, wait, if Dave told you that, you'd be like, shut up. But because you have a thing with Neri, you would probably be like, maybe.
Well, he also caught me at my whoriest. Like at my peak whore.
did he put out your whore fire?
He did. He turned me into like the biggest couch potato. I already had couch potato tendencies, but I still like to go out. And then I started dating Neri, and it was like, oh, let's just stay home and watch a movie.
So as
and
he's
that's
listen-
what we do.
As he's
he'll tell you that's no. his most proudest accomplishment is turning me into a homebody.
Well, the thing is that yes, but now as he's listening to this part of the thing, he's messaging our group chat going, oh yeah, I totally killed her whore vibes because I don't have sex now.
And that's exactly what he sounds like with the man voice and everything.
So that happened. I called it. If you already did it, too late. But anyway, the Red Table Talk caught my attention because usually she has different types of guests and they talk about a variety of different things. But this episode kind of caught me in my feels a little bit because they were talking about their relationship and he made a big deal about the other viral clip that's going around is that he talks about how they like set a rule in the beginning of their relationship that they would not disrespect each other in the form of cursing at each other. And it made me think because I have a potty mouth and I like usually don't even think about it, but then I started thinking, I'm like, yeah, that kind of does invite like disrespect invites disrespect.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can honestly say that in my personal relationships I'm not gonna curse at you if I'm angry. I'm not gonna insult you like and call you a motherfucker if I'm mad at you.
That's not how I fight.
But no, I don't fight like that. I've been fought with like that before, but I won't do it. And then but then if we're not fighting and I like look for water and there's not water, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's, right, that's yeah. But that like that's what Nary and I have this discussion all the time. Like when we're fighting, I'll be like, but fucking blah, blah, blah. And like fucking this. And I'm not like, you're a fucking D-bag and you're a fucking whatever, whatever. Like I'm just cursing in general because I too have a potty mouth. And I have to try really hard not to do it around my children. But he's like, why do you need to curse? I'm like, I'm not cursing at you. I'm just cursing in general. Like I'm not cursing you. I'm not like calling you names. I'm just using bad words because I use bad words. But I'm not like, hey, you're an asshole, you're a fucking moron. Like,
yeah, I've never,
I don't do that.
If I don't, like,
I'll do that jokingly.
Oh yeah, yeah.
When he does something stupid, like I forgot, like every time I've had to drive to Fort Lauderdale to take him his passport, I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, thank you for making me do this.
Yeah, and I tell Jeff to go suck
which
my
time.
I tell Jeff to go suck. I'm like, suck a go. I'm like, suck yeah, my like, dick.
Or if he
like,
says something stupid, time. I'm like, suck my dick. I don't want to hear that. And then he'll come back with gladly, and I'm like,
yeah.
Ew. And but then like. Ew.
Yeah,
he'll take whatever he can get now. He's like, yo, you're my dick. I'll suck it.
Yeah, but like so for me to, I've always had this thing, like, since I was, I don't know, not since I was little, but since I was younger.
Yeah.
I don't even know who or how I learned it or got it in my head that never fight with insults.
Right.
Because it brings you down a level.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can't tell them what's wrong with them, then without using a like, you're stupid, you're dumb, you're this, you're that, then you shouldn't be fighting.
Yeah, and yeah. We're talking about arguments.
Like you don't have a leg to stand on.
Yeah, because I tell my friends I hate them all the time. And it couldn't be more than like more far than the truth. But it's really because you're making me like what I should be saying is you're right and I'm wrong. But I'm just gonna tell you I hate you. So, but that was really interesting to me that they kind of set up that boundary from like I think they were about to get married, something like that, and she told him to shut the fuck up at a party, and he pulled her aside, and he's like, he says in this interview that he grew up in around abusive parents and that mm-hmm. he was just not going to invite that kind of energy into his relationship. Much less. See, a lot of people find them annoying, specifically Jada Pinkett Smith, but
I don't think they're annoying.
Because I think that they always have like these very, like the Red Table Talk is a show that's it's deep. You talk about really not serious, but really deep conversations, and she has them with like her mom and her daughter, and she invite
very
her
thought-provoking conversations.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's thought-provoking conversations, and some people get annoyed with that, but I'm
because they
like,
don't want to think.
But I'm like a hoe for a good thoughtful conversation.
I'm a hoe for knowledge.
So I'm like, yeah. What then? What else did you do? And
what
that just
next?
Made me think because yeah. I feel like I'm definitely somebody that. I'm such a douchebag, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm definitely somebody that's constantly just trying to be better. And I feel like if you learn from a situation.
As you should.
Yeah, but I feel like if you learn from a situation. if you learn from a situation, you're less likely, like, really learn, not like, oh, I'm never gonna, like, cross, you know, like, really, really learn,
yeah,
the deep, like, thought-provoking lesson, then you're not you're not likely to really...
Christy's totally paying attention.
Yeah. You're not likely to repeat it.
Right, because you're learning from your mistakes.
So I would love to hear them fucking talk about their relationship for 2 hours, because then I'm gonna be, like, taking notes, like, okay, and then what else do I not do? You know? But if you were listening and you haven't given it a shot, the new season just started this week, and give it a try. It's good stuff.
I think I know where I got my, like, my fighting style from is, at least, I don't know about my fighting style, but the whole, like, don't insult me thing is from my mom. Because growing up in high school, my mom, every time I would leave the house, she would be like, you know, you have to be back at this time. Call me when you get there, whatever, all the rules. And then she would stop me and she'd be like, hazte respetar. And ever since then, I would be like, don't fucking, like,
yeah.
Sometimes, like, I know Neri gets carried away and I'm like, you need to stop. Or, like, not even Neri, like, Neri, any boyfriend, like, no, you are not going to talk to me that way. You need to stop and rethink what you're going to say. And then.
And let me tell you that it does.
And I know that I fail sometimes. I'm sure Neri will say, like, oh, Vanessa did A, B, or C or whatever. And I know, like, I'm not always 100% fail proof or whatever. But, I try my hardest not to be like, well, you're a fucking moron and this is why you're wrong.
And let me tell you that just a general...
I will tell him why he's wrong.
a general lesson in all of my relationships, like, this goes across the board, not any specific. I just want to put that out there. When you allow yourself to be disrespected once,
oh, yeah, and you let it gets slide, easier and easier every
it's
time.
Just going to grow from there. And then you're going to have... Like, you can't go back, like, you can't go a year or whatever, 10, 15 years, because this could be a relationship with your parents or sibling or whatever. You can't go 10, 15 years disrespecting each other and then at year 16 go, no. You know, that's what you've created, so it just makes it more difficult. So I think, I don't know, I really like that show, and I feel like, you know, we can learn a lot from each other instead of honking at each other is what I'm trying to say.
Good. Points.
I like how you
tied brought that, it all together.
That was good.
Nice. Did you put a little bow? And I think this is a nice place to stop, and we'll be right back.
Yep.
Gulp, 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 gulp.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay. We're back, guys. Thanks so much for holding.
It was forever. We missed you so much.
This is, like, good wine.
It is good wine. I'm really enjoying it.
I feel like I'm drinking more than you guys because I've got a nice buzz going. But it could also be because I haven't drank
in
probably a month. As long as
I've been drinking a lot lately because my parents are here.
Well, since I've been, let's put it this way.
I'm usually alone. Like, even when Neri's here, Neri doesn't drink, but my parents do. So they're more likely to be like, hey, let's open a bottle of wine with dinner. And when they do, I'm like, sure. So my tolerance is growing again.
I take it back. I haven't drank wine.
Okay.
Because I haven't really drank because I haven't been able to record in a while. Mm-hmm. I haven't really had that much wine at the house or anything like
We've missed you.
Yeah. And 2 weeks ago, I went to a wedding and it was at a brewery. So I drank a lot of beer. Mm-hmm. No wine, just a lot of beer that day. And then last week, I got sick. Nathan got sick. Everybody got sick. My mom got sick. So I didn't drink.
Mommy's better?
Mommy's better. No, mommy was fine the next day, and then everybody else went through the downward spiral.
Did she have, like, food poisoning or something?
I think it was food poisoning. Like, because it's the only explanation.
Yeah.
Like, out of no... Like, and my mom's... The TMI. My mom is one of these people that when she doesn't feel good, it's... She just... Her body literally just rejects everything, and it has to just come out. Like, my mom's not the type that you could give her, like... Alka-Seltzer, you know, sometimes like if your stomach hurts or something, you just give you Alka-Seltzer and you just kind of like rein yourself back in. Yeah. No, my mom is like, okay, it's rumbling inside of me. It needs to leave. Like, leave, devil, you get out of my body.
She exercised it.
Yeah, so she just started, you know.
She was like around the corner from here and she was like, nope, gotta go home.
I made it to the gas station. Mm-hmm. I made it to the gas station on 137th and Bird. That's as far away from my house as I got. I put gas. Jeff called me. He said, your mom started throwing up. I turned back around.
Well,
And you were there the next day.
No, I didn't come over last weekend. I didn't want to catch it.
Or what was it that you called the next day or something
no,
like that?
No. As this was happening, Fanny and I were at her house. And then she's like, what are Jeff and Christy up to tonight? What are Vanessa and Neri? I'm like, well, Neri is on a ship. Vanessa and Christy are probably recording and Jeff is probably watching TV and drinking
on Friday?
Yeah.
I was eating mac and cheese by myself.
Oh. Well, I was assuming that you guys were recording and she's like, let's call him and see if he's like, we can bring him ice cream or something and just stop by. And then he wasn't answering us. So then I started messaging him on Facebook and I was like, hey. And he's like, what's going on? I got my hands full. I'm like, what's going on? And he goes, Nate doesn't want to go to sleep and Julie's throwing up. And I'm like, oh no, what do? How do I help? And he's like, nothing, Chrissy's coming home. And I'm like, oh, I offered too late. And he's like, I don't know what to do. I can't really help Julie and Nate doesn't want to go to sleep. And I was like, well, is this bad parenting if you give him NyQuil? And he goes, I'm about to give him some of my Cuban rum. I'm like, no, that's too much. I was joking about the NyQuil. Don't give the child alcohol.
No, yeah, because the thing is that, and then Nathan didn't want to, because, and it makes sense. So the kids being put to bed has already upset that I'm leaving him. And then his grandmother's throwing up. So he doesn't want to stay in a room. He was like, but what's happening there? Like, is she okay?
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, even if it's somebody puking, my kid wants to know what's happening.
He's like, it's 10:15. I'm like, I don't know how to help you. I don't have one of these. You're supposed to know. I don't know. They're rentals. I don't own one of these.
Yeah, I was on vacation. And I was like, I'll come home to record because, you know, I'm only an hour away. It's not a big deal. And I'm like, okay, everybody's coming. I'm like right around the corner. And I'm like asking them if they want to order food. And then, sorry, I got to turn around. I'm like, damn it.
And I was so like, excited. But then I was like, mac and cheese.
I was like, oh, but my parents have my kids. And Neri is not here because he's at a
Vanessa
show.
Vanessa naked time watching TV.
And Vanessa was like, mac and cheese.
Do you have naked mac and cheese?
No, I was in my PJs, but I was watching my show and I didn't have to like share with anybody. Nobody ate my food. I had my own food. It was hot. Oh no, I got mad at my Postmates lady because she went like 8 blocks in the wrong direction and then she went next door and I'm like, the fuck is happening?
Rita's drunk.
And I'm like, Vanessa's like, I think my Postmates is next door. I'm like, you go over there and get it.
I did. I ended up like walking outside and I stood on the sidewalk and I see the car and I had my screen turn up as bright as possible and I'm like trying to flag her down, like waving my phone in the air. And it turns out she was with her husband. I'm like, you weren't alone? Like, I understand if you're alone because my address is, it sent her to like, okay, I live in my address is Southwest something something street, and
you live like on a cul-de-sac where,
yeah, she went to like Northwest 8 streets in the wrong direction, and I'm like, and like she went the wrong way leaving the restaurant, like because the restaurant is 2 blocks from my house.
I was gonna say she passed your house because
no, she went the opposite direction of my house. She didn't go towards my house. She went the other way. Like she went almost 10 streets the other direction. And then she's like, oh, I'm too far north. And then she had to come back south.
Wrong turn, Rita.
And then she would be wrong turn, Rita.
Margarita, Rita.
She was next door. And I was like, if you fucking give me food to the wrong fucking people, you and I are going to have problems, Postmates. Like,
we're going to have words.
We're going to have a real problem. Guys, I am obsessed with Alyssa Edwards, by the way.
The what?
Alyssa Edwards, the drag queen.
Oh, I heard a list of words.
Alyssa Edwards.
I literally heard a list of words and I'm like,
how many? Okay. How many episodes? How many episodes is
it? It's only 8 episodes and they're like 40 minutes each.
It's the first season. It's nothing out of this world.
Okay. Dude, you could probably do it in like a day and a half if you watch at work.
Well, right now I would never watch TV at work. Come on, guys. But I do need to catch up on Outlander because it comes back next Sunday and I still haven't watched.
I'll watch it again with you.
We gotta enjoy our prime stars while we have a kid.
But like, no, that show's good. Like, that's not like a commitment. Like the it's 6 not, seasons so of Drop Dead Diva,
or so fucking 4 seasons of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is the tit.
I know, but it's just such a commitment. I can't.
I'll watch it again with
you. This season, you have to get to this season because they just did the best dance number I've ever seen this last episode.
The pregnancy one?
Well, no, that was just the best song.
Yeah. She gets pregnant?
No.
No, so, another character does.
But they talk about pregnancy.
Yeah.
But no, this was a graveyard dance and it was fucking
fire. Yeah, I remember that one. That one was great.
Well, you
the show's too. Great. You would really enjoy it because it talks a lot about mental health.
Well, on top of that, your husband
protect my wine glass.
Your husband has an annoying record of not being wrong about what I'm gonna like.
You saw the screenshot I sent you today?
It's so annoying.
In our family group chat, Missy told him, like, can you just like not remember something for once? And I took a screenshot of it and I circled it. I'm like, this is my life.
No,
like,
no, no.
This right here is my life.
When we watched the Ninja 3 Domination, which, if you don't know what I'm talking about, just
do yourself a favor and don't watch it.
Yes, you have to watch it. I watched it and I went into it thinking it was going to be like a Sharknado situation where I'm going to humor my friends, my BFF. But I really fucking liked it. So the movie ends and I look at him and I go, you know, it's really fucking annoying that so far everything you've told me to watch, I'm obsessed with. He goes, yeah. And I go, you don't have to be cocky about it. Fuck you. He goes, ask Vanessa. So he goes, the only time that he almost fucked up with you was when we were watching Howard the Duck. And he says that he wanted to keep his record. That's what he told me. And he turned it off 20 minutes in. He's like, nah, you're not going to like this. So technically, he hasn't missed yet.
Technically, I didn't like Spaceballs.
But you also didn't like, you don't like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Did he tell you to get into that or just never give it a chance?
No, he would watch it and I would watch it with him. And I think Andy Samberg is annoying and I just don't think it's funny. So I don't
watch it. Well, I watched so much of that show in a short amount of time that he actually looked attractive to me. So I had to take a break. And now I'm slowly.
Did you see that meme? That was like when you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you're like, oh. And then all of a sudden the bus comes and hits the purse like, crush on Andy Samberg.
Yeah. It came out.
I already have it. I've had it for a while. Well,
it's Christy.
That makes sense to you, but
I'm Christy Land.
I'm kind of on a.
Listen, I had a crush on him watching him freaking do that stupid movie Popstar.
Love that movie.
Okay, I'm on a Jason Momoa bender for like 2 years now. And so having a crush on Andy Samberg is not my brand.
Like, it doesn't go together.
And I think I had watched
one of these things is not like
correct. It's not my brand. It is.
I think I had watched like 3.5 seasons and I Facebooked messaged Neri and I'm like, I need to take a break from the show. He goes, why? I go, because he's starting to look attractive to me and I know that it's incorrect information. And he goes,
does not compute.
He goes, he's dreamy. I'm like, he is not dreamy.
He's not dreamy, not even a little bit.
He's like, he's funny. I think he's funny, but he's not hot.
Peralta's amazing.
He's like the last call guy.
The character is great. But I not like
his team of writers is fantastic.
I would not put him on my list, and my list is extensive. I got categories.
Oh, he wouldn't be on my
list.
She's
got an Excel spreadsheet of
like, oh, like fuck other... Excel. It's on my notepad on my phone.
Listen, there's like an extensive list. Like, he's not on the list, but he could get some.
Oh my god, wait a minute. I would love to see your list because if you plan your parties the way you do.
Oh no, I'm very free. I'm way less. Like, I actually don't have a list. I'm very fluid when it comes to like.
Disappointed.
Because that area, I don't. Like, I'm a hodgepodge. There's no planning that comes in that area of my life. What?
But you have a spreadsheet. You have a document.
I do.
A template for your party.
A living document.
But I also had ho days.
That's a separate template, BFF.
Oh, okay.
I also had ho days. So, you know.
I'm too lazy.
I'm not that
picky. For
sure. I know you guys are
waiting for me. I wasn't that picky in the past.
You guys are waiting for me to get into my whole days. But let me tell you, watching TV alone is like so much fun.
Oh my God, it's the best.
It really is.
Like, do you know what I have planned this weekend? Nothing. That's do you know great. What I want to do?
Nothing.
Do you know what you have plans tomorrow night?
Nothing.
You better put your DVR on.
For what?
Tomorrow's the new Hallmark movie.
I told you I only watch those movies with you.
Sure.
Oh, guys, this episode's dropping on Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Trick or treat.
Aquí no hay candy.
Wait, do you guys have...
I buy candy. I haven't bought candy.
I bought candy for Oliver's school, and then he's been out sick all week.
Well, it's Friday, so... But wait, have you guys picked out the costume for the kids yet?
Yeah. They've had their costumes for like a month because we went to Not So Scary in the beginning of October, so they've had their costumes for a while. Oh,
wait, yeah. Ollie's going to be a firefighter.
And Sophie's going to be Hermione. Her my knee.
Q's an amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is Nathan gonna be?
A dolphin.
That's right. He told me. Cause he goes
baby shark doo doo.
No shark. A dolphin.
No. I know.
I wanted to sing a song for her.
I wanted to sing a song for Missy. I tried to renew my. Well, I did. I did the paperwork for my passport, and I sat in the freaking waiting room for 2 hours, and there was a demon child with that demon song playing on a loop. And I almost wanted to turn around and politely tell the mom, do you want my login for Spotify? Because I'll give it to you. Anyway. Yeah, Nathan told me the other day. He goes, you want to know why I'm going to be a dolphin, Titi? And I go, why? He goes, because everybody loves dolphins.
And then I
told him yes. And I turned his head to the side and I whispered to Christy, except when they're raping people. Because they do that.
They do that.
You didn't catch it? Then I did a good job whispering. I never do a good job whispering, and I pulled it off this time.
Didn't hear that.
High five, BFF.
Woohoo, growing and shit.
Yeah, no, but he really wanted
stuff.
Oh, my bad. Growing and stuff.
So you don't curse.
I'm PG now.
You know, he really wanted, this was all on him. We went through a host of stingray, octopus, jellyfish, all sorts of things. And every time I would look them up online, I was like, I can't make that.
You can make a jellyfish.
Yeah, but...
Jellyfish, can you just... Easy. It's an umbrella, and then you
put... Yeah, but then he's not going
to
hold
it. Or why don't you just tape jello to their arms and legs, and then they're...
A jellyfish?
A jellyfish.
No.
That's why I don't have one of these, guys.
Yeah, no. But the jellyfish costume was really cool. When I worked at the cruise line, like, there was a department that they all dressed as jellyfish, and they all had their umbrellas, and like when they would walk down the halls together, like moving the umbrella up and down, and like the little tentacles would flap.
But you don't bring an umbrella inside.
You do if it's part of your costume.
Tú no puedes tener una sombrilla.
Julie, go home. Julie, go home.
Julie is not here.
Julie, go home.
Tú no puedes tener una sombrilla abierta en la casa.
What she's saying is you can't have an umbrella in the room.
An open umbrella
inside.
Because it's some kind of...
That's bad luck.
It's bad luck.
Folklore that it's bad luck. You know what else is bad luck? I died. So you made the dolphin costume?
No, I found it on Amazon. Thank you, Amazon. And it wasn't that bad, actually. It was like $20. And it's a full on like little dolphin costume. It's not thick, thank God, because I thought it was gonna be like
hot as hell.
Well, because you know people that, for those of you who live in Florida, you understand this, and for those of you who don't live in Florida, or at least Southern Florida, Halloween here is a little bit different than other parts of the country, because Florida does not participate in fall.
Florida doesn't participate in seasons.
Yeah.
And we have summer and later that summer.
Yeah, so
hot as fuck, kind of hot. Oh, look.
I can put a sweater on by lunch.
Correct.
Yeah, so, like, there's, like, these, like, little, like, fuzzy teddy bears or, like, little costumes. Yeah. And they're, like, made of felt or made of, like, this, like, thick padded material. And I'm, like, I cannot put my child in that. That is child abuse.
Well, you know what I always thought about growing up? I'm, like, I knew that it... Because I grew up down here, so it was never a problem for me. But I remember, like, watching the news in the morning with my parents, and they would show the weather across the country, and it would be, like, snowing in some places or something, or it would be, like, really cold. And I'm like, how do those kids go trick-or-treating? Like, if they have to wear a coat or something over their costume, like, what's the point?
The funny thing is, I actually have a picture of, I saw a picture of a friend of mine from when she was growing up in Chicago. Mm-hmm. When she was little, and she has a picture of herself, and I think at that time she was being a genie.
Mm-hmm.
And she had on a long sleeve turtleneck
under her costume.
Yeah. And like she had long john, like leggings,
right,
under the pants, and then she had like, and it was like the little bra like
over her turtleneck,
like the little midriff, because it wasn't like, and I'm not like a bra, but it was like the little midriff,
like a cut off shirt or like a crop top.
Yeah, so yeah. She had that on with a turtleneck under in the pictures because it was fucking cold.
Yeah,
so I was laughing at that so much because I was like, this is ridiculous. She goes, that's just what you did. You put stuff under. Or you put stuff
over,
like, over, yeah. But then there goes your costume. See,
like, I always thought, like, if you're putting a big, thick, like, winter coat over your witch's costume or whatever, like, you're just wearing a gown. If you're wearing a long dress, like, you're just wearing a gown.
But then I also, I don't remember it being so hot.
No, I remember, like, global warming.
Yeah, because I don't remember as a kid thinking Halloween was hot.
No, it wasn't. I remember my mom being like, do you want to take a sweater? What if it gets cold? And I was like, Mom, it's fucking Florida.
And I remember always saying that, like, oh, thank God, by the time of Halloween, especially when I was...
this year, it's going to be a teensy bit chilly for us.
I think it'll at least be happy because, like, he has, like, while it's not thick material, it is, like, it covers the whole upper body and it has, like, the little headpiece. So, at least with a little breeze, he might be good. But if he gets hot, I'm just going to take
it off. Yeah, Oliver's wearing a fireman's uniform.
Yeah.
Well, now that we talked about childhood Halloween.
Wait, before we do that, I have a question. What was your favorite costume that you ever wore growing up?
That ties into what I was going to bring up, so go ahead.
Okay.
Literally, my favorite costume was, the reason I pointed out with my friends was because mine was a blue genie.
Mm-hmm.
It was a straight up I Dream of Genie.
But blue.
But all blue.
Make it cute. Blue.
I went with my mom. I will never forget this in Miami, if you're from this area, on the area called 8th Street on Calle Ocho, there's a iconic place called La Casa Lo Truco. That is like the
House of Tricks. That's where the translates.
But it's like
the
costume show. Like that is it. Like there was no such thing when we were growing up. At least when I was growing up, as like Party City or like places to buy costumes.
Oh, it was there. Just my costumes didn't come from there.
Yeah, like there was, but there wasn't. Like when I was growing up, there was no such thing as like you would go to Party City and there was like every single costume.
Yeah.
Like there was places like a Walmart or something, or like Sears or Kmart or something where you could get the costume that it was like the plastic suit. And then the horrible, disturbing mask that I 1 year was a Cabbage Patch.
Oh, that's terrifying. Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
I have to find that photo because that's just fucking terrifying.
Wait, you were a Cabbage Patch?
But I was. But I was a Cabbage Patch. It was literally like rubber pants, a rubber shirt, like the vinyl shirt, like printed with like a floral pattern that on the breast said Cabbage Patch Kid. And then it was a mask that only covered the front of my face, like,
doesn't cover the top of your head.
It had blonde hair and like it was just
oh my
so
god that's so
weird.
Scary
And I have a great picture of my brother as the Hulk,
right,
which it's purple finally pants,
right,
like cut up on the bottom, the green like fake muscle shirt but without muscles.
Just a shirt. The muscle stuff is pretty new.
Yeah, and then he had his face painted just green. It was so ridiculous.
Just his face?
Yeah, because
that's what he did. You didn't do like the neck and the hands and all that stuff. It was just your face.
No, it was just your face. And you
I get that.
And that took like 2 hours to wash off later that night because it was probably not safe to be putting it. But I had
lead in it.
But I had like a genie costume that was like blue and it was like shiny. And since my mom like let, because it was, I think I was in fourth grade, so I was old enough to be able to get to wear like a nice costume,
right?
So and I was, but I was still young enough that I could like show my belly, mm-hmm. and it wasn't like sexually, like, you know. And I had like, it was like that gossamer like material, like it was like you walk in. Oh, I loved that costume, and then I hoed it up a couple years later, and I was
with the same costume.
No, a couple years later in seventh grade.
That's like a cheap way of being a slutty something if you're
in seventh grade. I wore high heels, black stockings, a black mini skirt, and a black blouse, put my hair back in a pony in a like long braid, and I wore a hat, and I was Mrs. Zorro.
I like it.
Seventh grade
pictures, or it didn't happen.
No pictures.
What about
back
you
then.
Favorite costume growing up?
So, not to be completely predictable, but my mom really didn't have a plan for Halloween every year. So I was, as you were talking about
she
it,
was
I was
a
like,
ghost.
No. Yeah, right. That
she wrapped her in aluminum foil. She was a big potato.
No. No. God. She didn't have that.
A baby or a bum?
Baby, what? I went through my baby phase in middle school.
As we all did.
Baby
and
or a bum?
Really, it was just an excuse to like go to school in pajamas.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, look, my stuffed animal, but really I'm in school in pajamas, so I won that day.
That was high school.
Yeah, but yeah. Elementary, I remember there's three costumes, two that were okay, one that was inappropriate now looking back, because I think it's a culture appropriation, but I'll get into that in a minute. It was just a wig.
Mm-hmm.
And the wig was, it wasn't even fake hair, it was like confetti string. Uh-huh. Almost, but in different colors, and it was like super 80s spiky.
I'm like picturing exactly
and
what you're talking about.
Then I had like, I think I got like a fake guitar. Mm-hmm. And I was like a rock star.
That's awesome.
I think that was first grade. And then I think
I like that
second grade, which I think is second, you know, I'm gonna go digging for these pictures.
Yes, please. So we can share them.
Second or third grade, I think I was a clown, but my mom took a picture of me at a school dance where I was in my clown costume. And I have
a
like
clown once too.
I was like I have this goofy.
I was never a clown.
Yes.
Respeto.
Well, I'm not saying I want to watch the murdery It movies. I'm saying that in 1991 or 92, 8-year-old, 9-year-old Missy was like, cool, let's paint my face. But there's a picture, I think, like just as in terms of like peak, like kid having fun.
Right.
She took a picture of me in that costume, and you could see in my face that I was like having a blast. So I would say that those are my favorite costumes. And then the third one is questionable, but I'll let Vanessa answer
first.
This question first before okay. I pivot.
Don't get into that yet.
Oh, what the
because
hell is that?
Trust me, it'll take you like 20 minutes to figure out what the hell you're looking at.
Okay. So I was a clown as like a 3-year-old, and I was a clown in middle school. And then, but my favorite costume, so growing up, my grandma, my whole life, my grandma was a seamstress. Like, she worked at Saks, and she worked mm-hmm. at like the big department stores, and she was a seamstress, so she knows how to make clothing. So she would make our costumes for Halloween for as many as I can think back. Before, I was like, no, I want to buy my costume at Party City, because I want to be like everybody else.
See, that's the funny thing. When I was yeah. younger, I bought them. When I got older, I started making them.
You know, I was the opposite. I'm like, no, I want to be like my friends, and I want the hoary costume, because my grandma's not going to make a hoary costume.
But so you can make your hoary costume.
But I also went to Catholic school.
So
But so growing up, my grandma used to make my costumes. And one year I was Jasmine, and like, so the same type of like genie, like little crop top and the green pants, whatever. But my favorite has to be Belle. I was Belle for Halloween. I've never been Ariel for Halloween.
Time the fuck out.
Yeah.
You hate Belle.
Now, I hate Belle because it's fun to hate Belle.
It's kind of how like I hate Ann Perkins because I'm right, but also it's fun to hate her.
I was Belle for Halloween, and my grandma
made you the dress?
She made me the yellow dress.
Can she make it for adults now?
She's 90 now, so I don't know if she can. I mean, I'm sure she
that.
Could, but I'm not going to ask
that.
Her to
no,
do that.
No.
But she made me the in with gold, like the fabric was gold, and I had the gloves that went past my elbows. Like, my grandma went all out. Like, I remember, and I'm seeing the picture in my mind is a picture of me and my little cousin, and I think we're both dressed as Belle.
I love
really
that.
Really cute. So that's what I was. That's my favorite.
How old were you when that happened?
Let's see. I was probably like 7 or 8. So I had like my long brown hair.
That's
like Belle.
So cute.
I liked Belle growing up. I still like Belle, but I like calling her because it's fun. But I always
you keep drinking.
I
so
always related to her because I'm like, she has brown hair. I have brown hair. Like, you know, like I related to her because she quote unquote looked like me, and I related to Jasmine because she was quote unquote tan like me. So I'm like,
a representation matters, kids.
It does. But I never thought about it like, oh, and I just like, oh, she has brown hair, I have brown hair, cool. But I also like Ariel, and Ariel has fire engine red hair, and I don't, and I love her. So
you should be Ariel.
You should be Ariel. I've never been Ariel.
I think that the fins might be a little complicated because adults.
With the blue dress.
But the blue dress. The
black, like, little corset. I could do that.
You should. You should.
Near. But I also really want to be Alyssa Edwards. Well, I want to be a drag queen. Is that okay? Can I be a drag queen? I want to be a drag queen.
As long as you make it fabulous, it's okay.
I just want a big giant wig.
I actually let me tell you,
at the drag queen show in California, I was like, props to you, man.
Oh, what they like hold up with their neck is impressive.
What the fuck?
For sure.
But yeah. Okay, I have a question in regards to Halloween.
Okay.
I think one of my costumes was completely inappropriate. And it just occurred to me like literally 7 minutes ago.
Depends. What is it?
I was a gypsy.
See, here's the thing. So I was thinking about this also.
I was a gypsy and I don't
remember. I was a gypsy once.
I mean, obviously, I don't think as a child you have the capacity to think of it.
Hold on. I have to show Vanessa something.
I don't think that as a child.
Now look at it.
I don't
follow the body.
What body?
Guys.
There's his body. He's upside down looking at you. My guy, that's his nose. That's his ears, eye, nose.
Happy puppy. I'm really confused.
That's why I told you don't get into that now. I'll show you. I'm going to put this picture.
So you were a gypsy.
So here's the thing. So I was a gypsy also. When I was younger,
I always liked Esmeralda.
But see, it wasn't about Esmeralda. And here's, I think that's where Missy's coming from. It wasn't about you were trying to be a character.
Oh, no. I see it.
There you go.
Oh, it's sideways. You got to turn it sideways.
There you go.
I see it now. Okay.
I just remember.
We will share this just to fuck with people on Monday.
I just remember that I liked the fashion. And I mean, I know that's word sounded super gross in my mouth because ew, but I did like gravitate towards that like bohemian type of,
right,
which is why I think it is, because like but I think in a weird way, and this is going to be the weird statement in this, so I feel there's some, and well, this is going to touch on, I think, probably like a lot more than just this gypsy costume. I think we can go into a bunch of other things to talk about. That like I remember back, like, and even still in the back of my head, sometimes I still think of things like this, but like when you need like a last minute costume, or you needed like a quicker costume, or okay, you're gonna do this or that, like we would do disco girl. You do disco, or you do a hippie, or you do a gypsy, or a boho, a hobo.
I was 70s Barbie. 1 year, I had like a 4 foot long curly.
That's so
blonde
cute.
Wig.
I did do Cinderella and, once,
and,
by the way.
And I wore little booty shorts and a t-shirt.
You go, girl. How old are you?
I was in high school.
Was this around Never Been Kissed?
Probably
when they all dressed as different types of Barbies.
Yeah.
But
I was hippie Barbie.
Yeah. But like I think,
but I just wanted to wear little booty shorts.
But I think that's the thing. Like back then, like I feel that there's a. It's so weird right now because there's a difference between were you trying to, like, you weren't trying to
insult anybody
also, but like there's like certain, there's a more of a fashion aspect to it than it was
now.
Then it's like I want to wear a flowy skirt, and I want to wear, let me tell you, I was obsessed for the longest time with those belly dancer mm-hmm. outfits.
But I think as a kid you see it like that.
Yeah, it's just a pretty outfit.
But as adults, the adults around you can't, may or may not go, no, like pull you back and go, maybe that's a little inappropriate. I mean, nobody in my life, I'm just saying everyone else's house.
But like I, like as a like the gypsy and like the belly dancer, like those things, like I wanted for the longest time to be a belly dancing
gorgeous.
Outfit because they were gorgeous, and I wanted an excuse
like the
to buy
material and like the coins.
Oh my god. I have a friend that I went to college with that does, like, she is actually a belly dancer. Like, she is in a troupe. She performs, like, the whole nine yards.
Cool.
And, like, I've always was like, I just want to wear your skirt. Mm-hmm. And, like, she would bring her little wrap, and I would, like, shake in her little wrap, and it made me happy. But, like, what
it's
she,
so fun.
Yeah.
Like, I've taken a few belly dancing classes, like, here and there. I'm not, like, the best. I get the basics of the movements. And it's just so fun to, like, put it on and just, like, shimmy and, like,
do your
shake
hips
your
lie?
Butt. No.
Your hips don't lie?
They don't lie.
There you go.
But it's just so fun, like, just to hear the little coins and hear them clink. Or, like, if you're taking a class that has, like, studio lighting and, like, you see the lights, like, just shining off the coins. It's, like, it's mesmerizing. Ugh. It's really cool. Belly dancing is really fucking cool. It's, like, the history behind it and, like, why they do it and, like, certain dances
that
they
do. It's super impressive.
It's amazing. It's really cool.
Like, what my friend does is really amazing. But, like, that's the thing is, like, I think that
amazing.
At one point, like, and I think here's the problem.
Hit me.
I think here's the problem. We wore a lot of things when we were younger, pre-social media, where as a child you were a child,
right?
I wore gypsy costumes. We wore genie costumes.
Right.
I remember being.
I was a Middle Eastern princess.
I was an Indian princess. Like Native American princess.
I'm pretty sure I was too.
Because I had, and it was, I was not Pocahontas. Like, I will straight up say this. I was not, because Pocahontas came out when I was.
After your time. Yeah, you were in high school.
I was in high school by the time Pocahontas came out.
I was a child.
When I was a kid, I remember being in middle school wearing a Native American princess outfit to school because I thought it was super cute.
Yeah.
In my head, I never thought I was dressing like
a culture.
Yeah. Now, seeing it through different eyes, I can see where somebody has.
But also now we have social media, and like now we have the opportunity to get to know people from different places. Because growing up, especially here, you're growing up around other Hispanic kids,
and not just that, but Miami, even though it's a big city. It's a small. Everyone small knows town. Everyone, yeah. Man.
It's like the biggest,
100
biggest little
town,
city. The
yeah.
biggest, yeah. The biggest small. Like, forget you, Reno. No, it's us.
Yeah.
Well, going off of that, I would say that this is where the double-edged sword of social media and the interwebs mm-hmm. kicks in, because on the one hand, you have the opportunity to kind of work, be a little bit more sensitive to things that may offend people.
Right.
On the flip side, a kid that wants to go to the store and just like gravitates towards a costume because of the color or the fashion or whatever, yeah. like they're doing that innocently.
Or if they see a movie, like, dude, let's look at Beauty and the Beast, because it's simple and it's pretty straightforward. And also I'm staring at the Funkos that are right there. But like, you see Belle and she's just wearing a dress. Like, little girls don't see, or let's look at Jasmine, since she is Middle Eastern from Agrabah.
Or we can go straight to what the current controversy right now okay. is, which is Moana.
Yeah. Like, you look at Moana.
What's going on with that?
It's the same thing. It's the same people problem are, with, like, the gypsy thing. She is a Pacific Islander. Mm-hmm. And little white girls want to dress like Moana.
White girls, black girls, everybody.
Everybody wants to be Moana. Moana's fucking amazing. Like, she's super strong.
Wait, but there, and then now that's cultural.
Oh, it's a big thing.
It's like the biggest one I've seen in a long time. And it's, there, people are like saying, oh, you're appropriating the Pacific Islanders culture.
By dressing your child as Moana.
So if you're like,
but then when you're a kid and you wanted to be a hula girl.
Exactly. And that's why I'm going back to, like, Jasmine, because that was, like, when I was a kid, I had Ariel, Belle, and Jasmine. Like, those were my princesses. Those are the ones that came out
when
I
was. That was your princess clique?
Yeah. Those are my girls. they're the ones that came out when I was, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. Like, the ones I grew up with. And you just see them and I'm like, damn, Jasmine is a princess that wears pants. And you're like, I want to wear pants because pants are comfortable. I'm not seeing a Middle Eastern late woman. You know, I'm seeing a princess just in like pants.
Like, just like, pants. Like,
fucking pants are awesome.
Just like 6 years ago when Frozen came out,
everybody was Elsa.
Wanted to be Elsa and Anna. Elsa and Anna. If you had little sisters, you were either Elsa or you got shafted and you were Anna.
Exactly.
Because you're the younger sister, you need to be Anna. Sorry, your sister called it.
Uh-huh.
Well,
But so
and
now
I wanted to be a piece of gum that year. So she went that fight skipped my uncle's house.
That's awesome. But like, so she that's the thing. Like,
gum. She was bazooka gum.
That's awesome. I love her.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So the problem is that like now people are going off on Moana. But the thing is, these girls aren't little girls are not asking to dress up in a hula skirt and coconut bra.
Yeah.
No, they want to be their princess.
And then like, okay, so this is like, I'm not mad at this, but up until Tiana, there was a bunch of like little black girls, little Hispanic girls that didn't have a brown princess to look up to. So I'm 100% sure that there was little girls of color wearing Belle, wearing Ariel, wearing Aurora or Cinderella. And you just like it because they have amazing dresses.
Yeah,
period. Like their outfits are really cute. Sophie has a Moana costume. Well, Sophie has a Pocahontas costume. That's the only one that I'm kind of like icky about.
But,
like,
because you're weird. Because the Pocahontas is kind of true to form. Because it's kind of,
but they didn't have like the blue.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's not true. But like,
but like the same thing. Like so when Elena
mm-hmm.
came out.
Right.
That's like saying that. No non-Hispanic
girl
can be Elena of Avalor.
So, like, this whole controversy, people are crying about Moana. You can't dress like Moana. I'm like, I don't hear anybody complaining about don't be dressing like Megan
or Elena.
Or Hector or Elena. Or Sophia the First. So, because technically she's Hispanic.
And she's, like, adjacent.
Technically Hispanic.
She was going to be, and then they forgot about that storyline. Yeah.
But, like, you know, I've never heard people complaining about don't dress like Hispanic
or characters. I've honestly seen multiple people specifically like makeup artists
uh-huh.
and things like that do sugar skull faces. Oh,
people do bitch about that though.
Wait, what's that?
The
oh, like the logo thing?
Yeah.
The calaveras.
Oh, okay. That they do like gorgeous like work.
They're like bad? Decorated skulls. No, that's just, it's very Mexican. Like,
it's very Dia de los Muertos.
Oh. The Dia de los Muertos is a Mexican holiday. It's a Mexican tradition and it's a beautiful holiday. I love the meaning.
Those dresses are insane. Muertos.
But like the flowers and just like the idea of remembering your family that's mm-hmm. passed on and like they live on through your memories. Like I really truly love
the concept
that.
Of it is beautiful. Beautiful.
But there is a lot of people saying, like, at least, like, okay, so we all know that I'm in like 1,000 Facebook groups.
No.
I'm in a bunch of planner ones.
No.
Don't shake your
Wait,
head at
planner
me.
Ones, like for your planner?
Yeah, for your day planner?
Yeah, I can only handle the one that's like the 20 people one that we're in together.
But that's like, we're all like,
we're like adjacent.
People.
Yeah, like, yeah, we're like,
oh my gosh, did you see this sugar skull? Because, it's amazing. But like,
because I joined the other one and that the llama.
Uh-huh.
And I left because I couldn't handle that shit. It was too much.
But I've learned a lot about I've learned a lot about like using the right words. Actually, I learned the word neurotypical from that group. It wasn't even a mommy group. It was a planner group that I learned it from. But I've learned a lot about like being sensitive to other people and like being more PC and
yeah, but I think even then
it's
everything has an extreme.
Yeah.
I think we as adults can see something, and I'm not saying that you should perpetuate it and like encourage your kid to like blackface them, you know, like that's not okay.
Yeah, like that's not okay, like,
but
flat out that's not okay.
But if it's something
but
innocent,
if you want if like if Sophie wanted to be Tiana one year, like wear the green gown,
yeah,
I'm totally on board with that. Like, she can be whoever she wants.
No,
to be.
I don't. But so.
Or if she wanted to be like Shuri or something
so
from
I'm
Black Panther, like, girl, I'll buy you all of that costume. Like, those are great.
But I'm confused though, because the what people are accusing the Moana Halloween costumes, it's just the outfit. Nobody's really doing anything like offensive, like tanning themselves.
What happened? Do you know what happened with the Maui costume?
Maui, no,
the rock one from
yeah,
Moana.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
who he is.
They were selling like the muscles, how they have like for the Hulk and Superman, mm-hmm. like that they sell like it's a full costume with muscles, but it was just like because Maui just wears a leaf skirt,
so they were
skirt, but like the muscles had the tattoos, but it was a darker brown. So people were saying that it was encouraging blackface, and they pulled the costume completely.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And rules. I could see how it might be encouraging blackface because, like,
that one was a little tan.
It was tan, but Maui is tan.
Well, yeah, granted, but like that one, I could see how that one, and also I could see how that one might be a little bit weird, but like, I really got mad at the like backlash and the anger about the Moana because kids, little girls want to be
the princesses. Yeah.
These girls want to be the princess. They don't want to be, you know, they're not stereotyping an entire culture.
They don't want to be a Pacific Islander. They want to be Moana,
who goes on this adventure and saves her tribe. Exactly.
They want to go, how far I'll go.
Exactly. You hit the nail, girl.
Yes. Sounds like Moana's here, right, Missy? Right, Missy?
Oh, my God. Well,
the best.
Wait, side story. We're on Hot Topic. That day that we went for one Funko and ended up buying 12. Yeah, that
as always happens. But we were at Hot Topic and they were playing Mariah Carey. So I was like singing along and I really don't think I was being that loud.
You weren't, and I didn't even think of it. She's singing her little heart out.
I was like humming to myself.
And I go, I swear to God, I didn't even mean it. I
did.
That was one of those moments that I forgot that I like, I'm not going to be mean to the people I care about. But then I was like, I didn't even look at her. I go, oh my God, BFF. It's like I close my eyes and Mariah Carey is right next to me. And she's like, fuck you, man. This song is awesome. And I'm like, and then it like dawned on me what I did. And I was like, oh my God, I'm such a dick. She's like, yeah. Obviously, we didn't get an actual fight. But it's
I was laughing. I thought it was hilarious. And then like another song came on. I was like, man, I really like this song. I was like, I look at her and go, maybe I should start singing so it'll sound like they're here.
And like 3 days later, she texts me like at 11:15. She's like, guess what? I was just singing along to a song. And I thought of you telling me that I sounded just like it. And I stopped. So even when you're not here, you're still being an asshole. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. That totally makes sense.
That checks out.
Oh, my face hurts.
I like that a lot.
Oh, it was so funny.
But to bring it back around on the Moana thing, the best part about it is the girl that does the voice for Moana. I can't pronounce her name. We can look it up at some point.
I'm looking it up, don't worry.
Thank you. She came out and said, people need to leave these girls alone.
They're not going to respect it, though. You know who needs to say it? Lin-Manuel Miranda.
She is Moana. She is
the voice of Moana. But
they're not going to listen to her.
No, but it doesn't matter.
Can you imagine the voice of Belle?
I listen to her. Jody.
I'm talking about kids now. Listen, I'm not talking about us kids.
Listen, the voice of the Little Mermaid sang at somebody's wedding and I cried.
Oh, my God. Bald.
And I don't like the Little Mermaid.
I love her. I would fucking die. Okay, so I got an email from SuperCon asking, like, a survey. Like, what do you like? What do you not like? What are you into kind of thing? I guess to see, like, who they would bring for the next SuperCon. And they're like, who would you like to meet? I was like, Jodie Benson. Like, I will pay for this. I will die. Like, I will fucking die. Like, how I was shaking with the glitter, that's how I will feel with Jodie Benson.
Well, that adrenaline that just went through your body, that's how I feel when I run into fake Mary Poppins at Epcot.
I'm not even going to attempt this.
Yeah.
Her name?
Yeah.
Let me see.
There's
an apostrophe. There's two eyes next to each other.
Okay, we're not. Well, let's try, but we're not. I think it's Auli.
No, Auli'i.
You're right. Carvalho.
Yeah.
Carvalho.
I got the last name down.
I think it's a Hispanic last name.
She might be mixed or.
She was born my senior year of high school.
But like she came out and she was like, she said that like that's why princesses are there, is for girls to want to be them and want to live up to them. And her, as somebody that used to be a little kid, she wanted to be a princess, and now that she can see herself in princess, she sees how these girls would want to be a princess. And if girls want to be Moana,
I apologize. I thought it was Carvalho. It's not. It's Cravalho.
Yeah.
It's almost like Carvalho, but yeah. There's a couple of letters.
There's extra names.
My apologies.
Yeah. But so she, so like, and a lot of people were like, yeah, like, listen, it's true. Leave these little girls alone. They're not walking around again in a coconut bra.
Right.
And a hula skirt.
Right. They're not wearing like pineapples on their head. Like they're not trying to be...
They're They're trying to be their princesses that they like. Listen, it took me 26 years, but for when I was 27 years old, I dressed up as Cinderella for Halloween.
Now I'm 35 and I still haven't done Belle.
I did Cinderella. Now I
you
did Cinderella.
You should do Belle this year, and I'll not this year because it's kind of late. But next year, you do Belle, and I'll do Ariel, and then we'll get to live out our childhood.
Time out. You do Ariel, and you do Cinderella, and then
Stephanie can be Aurora.
Napping Beauty.
But like I did, I was able to because at 26 I was in prime, like. Wholeness and body shape. So I did Cinderella, but like slutty Cinderella. My skirt was literally like right here. Like,
and Julie let you leave the house like that?
I live on my own. She didn't know.
She know. I'm gonna tell on you.
And I went out, and I had my like little white. I had my little white tie. Like I didn't wear tights. I wore knee high stockings with garter belts on.
Oh, you hoed it though. I hoed it up.
But I looked,
see that's wrong.
But I looked up.
That's fucking wrong.
But you know what? I was going to a frat party that
Cinderella
night.
Cinderella goes then through some shit for you to hoe her up like
seriously.
That.
I went
for
through,
shame. Seriously. Shame. Shame gif.
I went to a frat party and then to the beach that night. And let me tell you, that
poor
is...
Poor Cinderella.
But stuff happened
Cinderella
that night.
Got touched inappropriately.
Ew.
I got hit on... Not gonna lie. I got hit on big time that night. And the whole point of it was to make somebody jealous. And I did so good. And then this...
Are you hearing this, Jeffrey? Are you hearing this?
He wasn't around.
I know he wasn't. That's
but,
the joke.
There was
this... pre-American
funny Chini. When you have to explain it.
But let me tell you, I thank every day. But that's the moment that I'm like, one or two pictures wouldn't have been bad. That there was no Facebook or stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because that picture would be living in infamy right now. But I don't even know if it exists, to be completely honest. Because
like a slutty Cinderella?
A picture of me dressed as that. Like,
oh,
I don't
probably
know.
Probably not.
Because it would have had to have been, like, somebody that took the picture. And my luck is that my best friend's laptop crashed nasty, like, the year later, 2 years later. And we lost so many pictures on her hard drive. So many pictures. Because that's when, there was no external hard drive. There was no backup. Like, whatever was there, and there was no cloud. So we lost a lot of pictures. But I loved that Cinderella costume more than you can imagine.
I was a gangster, like a mafioso, but like, you know, short, that this dress that ended at my ass kind of thing.
Like a Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah, like black.
But a Bonnie stripe. That's trying to get through herself through community college?
Of course you did. Yeah, yeah.
It's a crayon. You hold up a crayon.
This is also one of my favorite costumes. That night was amazing. This was pre.
Yeah,
this costume didn't exist.
But see, the costume isn't what made the night amazing. It was what like just a good night. So that's what I'm saying. Is like
when you get the good reactions.
Yeah,
but
yeah, my friend has a picture of me dancing on her coffee table. Where you can, like, half of my ass is hanging out.
But you don't have a picture of me dancing at AV's stage.
That's true. Well, I don't care. It's a good picture of me. I was skinny back then.
That's why I don't want any pictures. I got to lose a little more dinner rolls before I start letting embarrassing pictures get out.
So back to Alyssa Edwards, because I am obsessed. One of her catchphrases
I'm not drink.
I'm not drink. She turned her back rolls into bank rolls. Like, yes.
I'd take that management course.
For real, dude. I would go to that lecture. On that note, turning my back rolls into bank rolls. Yes, honey. I think that's our episode for tonight. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Have a good time.
Have a safe Halloween. Check
Send
the candy,
candy
for drugs and shit.
Send candy.
Send us the drugs.
No.
You can send Missy some candy. You can send me any drugs you find. So just to recap, we are drinking an Aldi wine, a Grande Alberone from Italia, and it is a red table wine, and it was pretty fantastic. Good. I was pleasantly surprised with this.
I'm probably going to buy that for Christmas.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Yeah. For $6, I mean...
You cannot beat that
for $6. So, great choice, Christy. I love it. So, thank you guys so much for checking us out. Misty, thank you for hanging out with us this
evening.
Thank
you for having me.
Anytime. You're always welcome. And you can find us on the Geek Bro Network. I made myself a little cheat sheet taped to the table.
Oh, you put it on every corner?
I did. I put it in every corner just in case whoever's driving, whatever podcast, they all have one in front of them. On geekbro.net, you can find What's Up Bro, Zeros on Heroes, Mount Geekmore, What's Good, Shiver, The Talking Geek, which also has Crit or Die, where you can find Jeffrey, Mr. Multiverse, Comedy Fitness, and brand new to the network, pero let me tell you,
Los Niños, Los Primos,
because seriously, sitting, talking, and hanging out with them was like sitting with my cousins, like people that I've known my whole life, and we had just started like hanging out 20 minutes prior to recording, so, check them out. Check out all the podcasts. I'm sure you'll find something to your liking on the network because there's so many options. And you can email us, mamasandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com. Same spelling across all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. We are now on Spotify, guys.
Yay.
And soon I'm trying to get us on iHeart. I need to sit down with Neri and have him teach me how to do that. So thanks so much for checking us out. We love your faces and cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.